drugs. That's we didn't do that. But of course,
what'd you smoke?
Regular cigarettes. I quit smoking about 3 or 4 years ago. Went to Julian now.
You ever smoke
pipe? No, I never smoked pipe. I cigar, but I smoked pipe. Yeah, I smoked pipe. And then when I get on, excuse me, just a minute.
Did you raise here? Huh?
For any garden?
Yes.
Well, butter beans, snap beans, pole. Well, we don't use bunches. I don't. Pole snap beans, pole butter beans, mustard, peas, turnips, eggplants, and kershaws.
Tomatoes.
Tomatoes and kershaws.
You got those little kind of things?
No, we don't use that. We at least found somewhere, but we raise them bigger.
Little old.
Yeah, some, but we don't raise those kinds. And we've had good luck until now. The rain, whenever they get by hay ripe, they bust. Now, you see the rain is busting. Not heavy rain right now, hardly.
Mm-hmm.
So we made very good crop of tomatoes this year. And I raised collards. So you know, that's a kind of a native vegetable, but I love them. With cornbread and big hunk of meat in them. You ever heard of, you've seen these old big high collards, haven't you? Big green leaf. That's collard. And I like those things.
You cut the tops off of turnips and make a mess of.
That's right. Yeah, we turn them, the root and the top of turnips. Yeah, see, to make a root, good big root, and then the top too. But I don't know, we don't particularly like turnips so well. We don't raise them in it, though. We raise mustard, but we don't plant turnips very much. Now, I got the mustard plant just up now.
A kershaw is a type of.
Now, that's a big.
You haven't ever seen
a
kershaw? You eat them?
Sure, I'm sure he's one before we leave here. We got a man in the car house. Sure, they'll raise from 10 to 25, 30 pounds. That's what you can raise them that big. And my wife really.
The yellow? Like a.
No, you're talking about a pumpkin. That's a big old. We don't fool with pumpkin. I don't know.
Or a squash?
Well, we raise squash too. Yeah, we raise squash.
Kershaw is a type of squash, huh?
No. Kershaw ain't no type of squash, no. I'll show you, we got it in the car. But anyway, as I mentioned before, we cannot keep sweet potatoes here. They rot. And so we use kershaw for substitute. While I cook them, it tastes a whole lot like a good old-time sweet potato. Sweet potatoes don't taste like they used to. They used to be syrup. When we used to raise them, the syrup would run on the end. But now you don't see nothing like that on.
What kind of sweet potatoes you raise?
Well,
yams?
Yeah, they would call it yam, yeah. Yeah, that's a yam.
Puerto Rico,
yeah, and yam. Yeah, you know something about potatoes, don't you? But those old yams in Puerto Rico we used to raise, they would keep, but they don't keep no more. Not here. My wife can go to the store and buy 5 or 6 potatoes. We don't eat many, but she keeps them as long as a week, they're beginning to sprout. Here in the house. Just a different grade of potato, I reckon, from what you used to have 50 years ago.
Red vegetables
radish, yeah. We use few radishes and then them old long ones. Carrots, that's them old long yellow carrots. We raise some of those, but not too much. We don't care much about carrots. But the parsley is butter beans, full beans, and tomatoes, and peas. That's and squash.
Do you have the type of corn that's tender enough to eat off the cob?
Oh, yeah. Now, I do raise a lot of corn. Yeah, sweet corn. We put it in the freezer. We had some for dinner.
Pick it when it makes good.
Yeah, when it gets roasted there, take it and she kind of boiled a little bit, and I don't know what you call it, and then put it in the deep freeze. Then we cut some off the cob, and you get to fry.